You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
So our next guest, Julia Hart, she is co-owner and CEO of the talent representation company, Elite World Group. They rep some 5,400 talent globally. The clients include Tiffany, Chanel, Prada, Burberry, a lot more of names that you would know. She, by the way, is also the subject of a Netflix series. It's called My Unorthodox Life, which premiered this past summer. We are delighted to have her on the phone in New York City. Julia, great to have you here with Tim and myself. How are you? It's great to have you here with us. Tell us a little bit about, for those who might not be familiar with your company, although it was fun kind of reading in for you because I remember Elite Models, very well known in the modeling industry, but you are a bunch of companies. Tell us about your company, the transformation that you've been going through.
So when the only reason I took over the company is because I realized with the advent of social media, we are at the forefront of changing the way that people communicate and how people advertise. Because if you think about it, social media advertising, by definition, has to be more honest, right? Julia Hart, who's 5 feet tall and can barely lift her handbag, is not going to be doing an ad for a workout session with weights.
You might in the metaverse, though. But we can talk about that later.
So what I understood is that if I utilize, if you think of the talent, instead of thinking of them as athletes or actors or models, to me, those are all platforms, whether it's a runway, a tennis court, a football stadium, a movie set, it doesn't matter. We utilize that and put the power in their hands. It's this massive shift in the power dynamic and this vast democratization of fashion, because for the first time, it's not the talent having to run and hope that someone chooses them, that a creative director likes them, that a photographer or videographer takes them under their wing, that some editor of a fancy magazine wants to have a photo of them. Their career is in their hands. And so what we're doing is we're helping them create themselves into brands and businesses. We utilize the time that they're in the public eye to build them into brands so that far past the time they're on whatever platform they started from, whether it's a tennis court or a runway or a football stadium, their audiences become so accustomed to coming to them, they will continue. They are the media. They have the audience. Our aggregated viewership has now reached 2.2 billion people.
Yeah. Hey, Julia, help us understand the connection to technology here, because you use terms like platform and audience, and I think, you know, influencer, right? I think Instagram, I think YouTube. How is that married into this?
Well, again, social media, the way that I looked at it when I took over, because to me, the modeling industry was not interesting at all. It felt like the flip side of the world that I came from. The only reason I took it over is because I realized that I have the possibility to make an army of financially independent women by utilizing their social media channels as actual networks. Think about it.
But what I'm wondering too, and I look at how my daughter, 18, you know, how she shops, you know, what she looks at, it's all through a lot of Instagram. It's all social media. It's very different from how I shopped. But I do wonder, not everybody's going to be, we did a story earlier about Jessica Simpson, you know, and kind of built an incredible brand, got away from her, and she just got it back and she's trying to rebuild it. But not everybody will have success. Are you saying that everybody will have success on social media?
Great question. Of course, everyone will not have success. So there's two ingredients, what we provide and what the talent provides. So when I thought of talent as media, and I realized that if I literally treat them as media, they have the power. They're not waiting for the casting agents and the creative directors. They are now being chased by the casting agents and creative directors because they bring the audience, right? So when you can communicate, I always tell every talent, find your angel product. And it doesn't actually mean it has to be a physical thing. It means something that you are truthfully passionate about. That people know when they come on your website, on your Instagram page or your TikTok or whatever, they're going to learn more about X. If you love the environment, talk about the environment. Show all of the different environmental, you know, places that you belong with and what you're doing. Let people understand who you are. And that's the first time in history that tennis players and models and, you know, athletes can say who they are. And it's not just about what they do.
Tell us a little bit about, though, we want to talk about the metaverse.
Yeah.
And what do you see? Because I think, Julia, safe to say, you know, we've all been obsessed with what Facebook, or formerly known as Facebook, you know, Meta is up to, and how this will fit into our world more broadly. How do you see it in terms of talent and branding? Because Tim and I recently caught up with our Pursuits team and Chris Rouser, and we talked about the high-end fashion houses that you work with that are selling fashion NFTs for thousands of dollars. So our world is evolving.
Indeed it is. And honestly, to me, the metaverse and avatars, way before, you know, Facebook called itself Meta, right? In 2019, I started building my team of avatar creators and metaverse experts. I started literally building the whole concept of metaverse and avatars a month and a half after I took over as CEO, because to me, it was an evolution of what's going on in the digital space. And by that, I mean, think about what is the most watched show on NBC, right? The most watched show on NBC gets around 3-4 million viewers. My talent gets 50 million viewers while they're mowing their lawn. They have the audience. So the first thing was to give them longevity. And by giving them longevity, I mean turning them into brands. And we did that by bringing in-house what networks have. Writers, producers, directors, filmographers to help our talent craft their story.
It's not casual, so right? I mean, that's the one thing that I think is interesting. Tim and I talk about it even with our social media. I mean, it can be casual and it can catch on.
It's so much work.
But it's a lot of work. It's very
It's a lot of work.
Intentional.
But it has to be real. It has to be true to you. And so that enabled me to give my talent longevity. But the goal has been to give them eternity and immortality. And that's what these avatars do. So just, you know, I mean, we've been working on this for the past 2 years, 2.5 years. We have created the most hyper-realistic avatars that exist today. If you take a look at ours and you measure them against anyone, Facebook, Google, all these companies that people are talking about with such excitement, ours are incomparable.
Where can
we
see? Where can we see some of the stuff that you guys are doing?
So we can send you the we did a Jasmine video because we've done two things so far, right? We've got the Steve Madden campaign that we did, but that wasn't as hyper-realistic because they wanted to reinvent their old campaign with the bobblehead. So that needed to be that, you know, plus. Mm-hmm. And the most incredible thing I have to tell you, and they've never seen this. You guys probably know better than I do. Have you ever heard of an earnings report that attributes their massive growth in earnings to a sales campaign within their quarter earnings report? Because that's what Steve Madden did. In their third quarter earning report, openly, they attributed the connectivity with a younger audience and an increase in sales and web traffic to our campaign, a 20% increase on launch day, and the highest earnings the company has ever had in its entire history. We concepted, cast, directed, produced the Steve Madden campaign.
Well,
and we've got avatars who can show you products.
But the avatars, so the avatars, though, they're not necessarily experienced. They're not experienced by consumers in what is known as the metaverse, right? The Steve Maddenverse, right? These avatars are still viewed in a traditional way. You know, Carol just sent me a YouTube video,
so I can exist in any platform.
But there aren't the people yet in those platforms to actually make it worthwhile, right?
No, we built them. In fact, I can't say the names of the companies that we are currently doing projects for because, of course, we were going to announce them when the project is complete. But we've got a major fashion brand that we're building an entire virtual shopping experience where you will have an avatar who is a salesperson. Mm. We've been working with this incredible company that has a literal no-brainer scanning technology. So all you have to do, it's literally so simple. You scan your body, it puts you into the metaverse, and you can try on clothing, handbags. You can create your own. You can choose things, and it's all virtual. So the metaverse is here now. Our, like, for example, Jasmine Saunders, we put her in a metaverse. And the beauty of what we're doing as opposed to traditional, right? But think about video games. They could only exist within the framework of that video game. Our avatars can exist in every imaginable way, whether it's a shopping experience where we create an entire interactive e-commerce metaverse website where people can literally put themselves in there and try things on and see what they look like, so, and communicate.
So, Julia, what
you could sing karaoke with your favorite, singer.
So eventually,
it's an endless amount of opportunity. But what's it happening right now?
Right. But so this is how people can actually then buy product, right? Because I know some of the stuff we did with Pursuits and the NFT idea was, you know, you're not necessarily going to own an actual physical object,
right,
but you just are kind of playing in this virtual world. And you can have your own avatar and you can put on the NFT or whatever that you buy.
Both are great for me. I mean, I'll do it all, you know, whether it's you want to keep it in the realm of the metaverse. Fantastic. You want it to help it create a purchase. Wonderful. You tell me what your goal is as a company. And I ensure you that we will get it done.
We've only got about 25 seconds left here. I know with Steve Madden, though, when you guys did this, they saw a pop in sales. Is that correct? Just quickly.
Yes. As I mentioned, they mentioned us in their third quarter earnings report, and they attributed it's the highest earnings the company has ever had in its history with our campaign, and a 20% increase on launch day, which was really, really exciting. And then, of course, we've got the partnership with Tommy Hilfiger. We're going to be doing this incredible interactive virtual fashion show. It's going to be amazing.
Julia, thank you so much. Julia Hart, she's co-owner, CEO of Elite World Group, joining us on the phone in New York.